Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a conservative law firm is suing the Eau Claire School District over a teacher's transition statement. Also, the Republican National Committee is teaming with the Republican Party in Wisconsin to roll out their Bank Your Vote campaign first in the Badger State. And our conversation from earlier this week on the WIB Wake Up Show with Chippewa Falls Police Officer Stephanie Bowl about Tuesday night's National Night Out at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with the law firm, the conservative law firm, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and their lawsuit against Eau Claire Schools over how the school district talked to kids about a teacher's gender transition. Here's the background from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They say on the morning of June 5th this year, the second to last day of school, all orchestra students at North Star Middle School were required to report to the orchestra room during homeroom. Once there, they found orchestra teacher Jacob Puccio, a school counselor, and the district's diversity, equity, and inclusion director, Dang Yang. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says then students were told that Puccio would be undergoing a gender transition from male to female. Will says, in addition, a scripted statement was read to multiple classes of elementary and high school music students in the district, including North High School and at least three elementary schools, Sam Davey, Locust Lane, and Northwoods Elementary. The statement was crafted by the district specifically to ensure that students received information in a particular way, but to date, says Will, parents have no details about what their children were told. Well, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says after these statements were read, parent Leah Buckman, who actually has children in both the middle school orchestra and the high school band, she requested a copy of the script. That request was denied, with the school district's attorney claiming that the document could not be disclosed because an investigation was underway into whether any, quote, employee acted improperly with respect to the June 6th events, unquote. However, Will has since sent a public records request asking only for the script read to the high school band class. So where we currently sit is the Eau Claire parent, Leah Buckman, along with Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, have filed a complaint with a judge in Eau Claire after the school refused to provide a copy of a statement that the district acknowledges was read aloud to students in several classrooms. Buckman tells Wisconsin Public Radio her records request was denied.
How am I, as a parent, supposed to help them navigate this, you know, given no notice prior to this meeting, still not having any knowledge on what, you know, what was said?
Buckman says all she's asking is for the Eau Claire School District to provide what was told to her children and their peers in the classroom. She says, quote, as a parent, it's my responsibility to help my kids understand all that life throws their way, and I do not understand why it's taken the school district so long to update parents, unquote. Meanwhile, also, Will Associate Counsel Corey Brewer says, quote, it's ridiculous for a school district to refuse to produce a statement that was read out loud to dozens of minor students in several district classrooms. Brewer says what was told to these kids should be readily accessible to parents. Will says parents from the Eau Claire Area School District are simply asking what was read to their children, and they say that they have so far been kept in the dark. Will says both they and their client requested a copy of the script read to students under the state open records law. The school district itself issued a statement this week too at WEAU-TV saying, quote, after the events of June 5th and the inquiries received from certain parents, it was decided that there should be a formal investigation of the events of that day and the planning that preceded that day to determine if there were any missteps under school district policy. The statement goes on to say, quote, with the summer season upon us, the investigation has encountered some issues with witness employee availability. Work on the investigation is ongoing. Finally, the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says they've been seeking answers for weeks. They say their request for the statement was denied, and the district provided the same reasoning for the denial. Unfortunately, says Will, this so-called investigation appears to have not even started yet. And given that the event occurred over a month ago, they say this raises a question of whether the Eau Claire School District is simply stonewalling to prevent the release of this information to parents. Stay tuned. Also on Monday of this week, the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party of Wisconsin held a press call with Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, launching Wisconsin as the first state build-out for Bank Your Vote.
So today, we are proud to partner with the Republican Party of Wisconsin to announce that the Badger State is the launching pad. This is the first state that we are launching the Bank Your Vote initiative at the statewide level. Obviously, we launched it nationwide about a month ago, but this is a Wisconsin-specific initiative. And part of what we all know is that we no longer have an election day. We have an election season. And we need to start now to start educating our voters and engaging them on the importance of not allowing Democrats to get a huge start in banking votes long before Election Day. And in order to do this, it takes a lot of time and effort and a team that we've put together and resources that we're going to be putting in the state to make sure that Republicans understand the importance of banking their vote early.
McDaniel says some of those who will make up the Bank Your Vote leadership team for Wisconsin include
Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Brian Steil, Congressman Derek Van Orten, Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, Congressman Glenn Grossman, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Congressman Mike Gallagher, as well as our three RNC members, Chairman Brian Schimming, Committeeman Tom Schreibel, and Committeewoman Mary Pat Kruger. We have a grassroots leader, Hannah Teston, who's RPW, 3rd Congressional District Vice Chair, and an attorney, Eric Tony, from Fond du Lac County, who is also going to be helping us on the election integrity aspect of this. As well, we will have staff and statewide volunteers and a state-specific voter resource page on bankyourvote.com, which will include our pre-election day voting processes, links to state government sites, places where voters can request their ballot directly, and reminders for pre-election day voting. So all of that will be part of this initiative.
McDaniel says Bank Your Vote only works if they can assure the people of Wisconsin their vote is protected.
And the RNC and RPW are all in on Wisconsin election integrity. Last cycle, we filled 5,000 poll worker shifts, poll workers, not just poll watchers. And we had a 1,300 election observer shifts across Wisconsin to protect the vote. We also secured key legal wins in Wisconsin. In fact, we're undefeated in several suits that we filed. For example, we helped win a landmark Teigen versus Wisconsin Elections Commission's case, which cracked down on unsecure ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting in the Badger State. And in 2024, we're going to continue putting folks on the ground to poll watch in Wisconsin, engage poll workers, have attorneys on the ground, and make sure that we're protecting the vote.
Finally, McDaniel says,
you know, when you have a football game, you don't wait till the fourth quarter to start scoring. We can't do that. We have to make sure that we're not allowing Democrats to get such a huge start during these early voting periods that we have to make it all up on Election Day. It just doesn't make sense. And that's why I'm so thrilled with the partners we have with RPW, with Congressman Van Orten, with others across the state, that we are launching this now, because we all know Wisconsin is a key battleground state presidentially at the Senate level for keeping the House. We also love Wisconsin, as it's going to be where our convention is held, and we're going to have our first debate there in less than a month.
Underscoring just how important he views the Bank Your Vote effort in the Badger State, Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming says,
when I was elected chair back in December, I literally first day, this is what I spoke to about the with the executive committee. And I've spoken about it in dozens of interviews and all across dozens of counties in this state. We put the legwork in past cycles to protect the vote, as Chairman McDaniel said, with election integrity teams. With this effort, with the Bank Your Vote effort, it is critical to the win. And I'm thrilled to be the first state to launch the Bank Your Vote initiative and partnering with the RNC and Senator Johnson and Congressman Van Orden to encourage Wisconsin voters to vote early and ensure they know that their votes are protected.
Schimming says,
I've been reminding our grassroots statewide in all corners of the state. And you can't, I've been quoted several times saying, look, you can't go into Election Day 100,000 votes down and expect to make it up in 13 hours. It just doesn't work. And I committed early on, literally first day that I was elected chair, to helping lead this effort. And, you know, you can play the best, you know, game that you can. But if you don't allow yourself to follow all the rules that exist, we can't win. And I put it that plainly as I've spoken around the state and to the media.
Finally, Schimming says,
I'm not going to bet the electoral ranch on one day, on 13 hours. It'd be malpractice to do it, and I'm not going to do it. So we're pushing, what we need to do on our end is to push center-right voters to pledge to bank their vote early to ensure that we're able to turn out as many conservative voters that we can. This push, this campaign, will allow the party and candidates to maximize their use of a dollar and our get-out-the-vote efforts. If we can count on high-propensity Republicans to bank their vote early, we'll be able to outshine the Democrats on Election Day. So it's a crucial piece of the puzzle to do bank your vote, and I'm just excited about the partnership here. I'm excited that we're the rollout state, and we're going to do what it takes to win, and that's why bank your vote is important.
And Western Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden sees bank your vote as hugely significant as well.
This comes down to a matter of education and resources. We have got to educate our folks that unfortunately do not have confidence in the voting early and voting by mail system. We have to educate them and show them, in fact, that this is a completely valid way to get their vote out. And as Brian was talking about or alluded to earlier, the resource management stuff is just that. If we know that Bill has voted already and Bill is a high propensity Republican voter, we know we don't have to spend a lot of time speaking to Bill about getting his vote out because it's already done. It is critical in 2024 that we exercise early voting and mail-in voting across the board in the state of Wisconsin and across the country to make sure that we can take back the White House and the Senate and keep the House so that we can get our country back on track.
And finally, this past Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com, Caleb Swenson and I spoke with Chippewa Falls Police Officer Stephanie Bowl about Tuesday's National Night Out.
So we've got all kinds of fun in store. You guys have been working on this for months and months and months to get this ready for the community, expecting record attendance, expecting over 2,000 people to be at this event. For those who've never gone before, what is National Night Out?
National Night Out is a night that police departments all across the United States, we host an event that our communities can come out to. Each agency will have different events going on. This year, we're going to have Kevin the Balloon Artist back. We had him 2 years ago. It was a huge hit with the kids.
Yeah, great. He's great.
We're going to have root beer, ice cream, hot dogs. This year, starting, we're going to do a dunk tank war with the fire department.
Nice. And so how does that work? So it's police versus fire dunk tank here. And so basically, I mean, it's a competition. And I know there's a little smack going on social media between police and fire already in Chippewa.
Yep, absolutely. So when the fire department loses, the police department is going to have a really nice surprise for them this year.
Yeah, and I think it's chief versus chief, right? That there's a little something in store, maybe?
Yep, so I guess everybody will have to come down to see what we have planning
Caleb,
for that.
She didn't say if, she said when.
When
yes. The fire department loses. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to do the K-9 demonstration, and sounds like we're going to have a pretty good demonstration this year with Sergeant McMahon and Leo.
Yeah, and I've seen that before. It's really, really something to see. And Officer Leo, again, a great part of the CFPD as well.
Yep. And then new this year also is the Cram the Cruiser event. Bring a non-perishable food item, and the kids will be entered into a drawing. So that'll be for raffle prizes, and there's some pretty fun prizes for the kids this year.
Fantastic.
There apparently is also a scavenger hunt.
Yes, something about pizza I saw. I don't know a whole lot about that one, though.
All right. That sounds terrific.
And when we talk about this event, again, well over 2,000 people, and again, the root beer, the hot dogs, the ice cream, that's provided free of charge. And again, there's just so much great community partnership to be able to make an event like this happen, the planning on your side, the generosity of the community. And I know it's something that you all as officers, as law enforcement, really look forward to, these fun, positive interactions with the community.
Yeah, this year we had the Kiwanis Club, the Optimist Club, the Lions Club. They're all great. They partnered with us to support a lot of this food and provide it for the event.
If you're in and around Chippewa Falls, I mean, no reason not to turn out next Tuesday, 5 to 8 o'clock. Come early and enjoy so many great offerings, right?
Absolutely.
Now, how is it decided who goes in the dunk tank on the CFPD side? Do you have shifts, or are you avoiding that? How's that working for you?
Well, I'm going to be avoiding it. I'm going to make myself busy that night hanging out with the kids, but I think we're going to have to throw some of our newer officers into the dunk tank.
I'll tell you what, though, if the weather's anything like today and tomorrow's supposed to be, that dunk tank might feel kind of nice. So.
Yeah, I know last year was really hot. The dunk tank would have been a nice one last year.
Officer Stephanie Bull from the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Again, National Night Out is coming up in 6 days, August 1st, in the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, 5 to 8 p.m. Everyone is invited, and I know this is just such a great event that we love being part of. Stephanie, thanks so much for sharing with us, and I know there's information all over social media as well, especially at the Chippewa Falls Police Department Facebook page.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing everybody that night.
Chippewa Falls Police Officer Stephanie Bull from this past Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show talking about Tuesday night's National Night Out again in Chippewa Falls from 5 to 8 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. So much going on, and our own Caleb Swenson will be there even leading into that event starting at 3 o'clock, I believe, on Tuesday. And again, recapping earlier, we also led off the program with a conservative law firm, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, suing the Eau Claire School District over a teacher's transition statement. We'll continue to follow that story. And also, the Republican Party of Wisconsin teaming with the Republican National Committee on a Bank Your Vote effort to say, hey, we're going to compete with the Democrats on getting those early votes. Thanks so much for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.